Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry. Hey, Stuart. Before we get rolling on what's going on, I just wanted to go through the fact that we have a new Twilight up for it's free for all members of Night Shadows. And we also have a new Prophetic Insider up. And anyway, you'd enjoy both. They're very, very important. In fact, I got a comment from somebody. Thank you very much for this Twilight magazine. It is informative and very important. And we work hard to make these things as up to date. And news that's not supposed to be out there, we put in there. We're not going to be silenced that way. Anyway, just to run through some of these things, and then Larry can update us. Biden calls Putin a killer. Moscow recalls the ambassador, cites irreversible deterioration of U.S. relations. British ambassador, Russia must give Crimea back to the Ukraine. Putin's message to Biden. Tu-22M3 strategic bombers take off in air defense drill exercise. Breaking news, all Russia-NATO contacts now cut off. Fierce military clashes begin in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine opens mortar fire. Russia deploys S-500 as NATO-US ships enter the Black Sea. Ukraine massing troops and armor. Closes distance to 400 yards. Four NATO ships enter Ukraine's southern port of Odessa. U.S. sending patrol boats, equipment to Ukraine. So that rapidly tells you this thing is ramping up. They're calling it all exercises, but you and I all know that exercises very often go live. And in consideration of where we are timeline-wise, Now, Hal Turner has been putting out stuff. And Larry, can you update us on what's going on over there a little bit?
Well, reports today flash traffic over Intel circuits regarding situation in Ukraine. The Ukrainian president has signed the order and given it to the Ukrainian military to attack and take by force the breakaway oblast states of Luhansk and Donetsk. Pro-Russian forces then have opened their bomb shelters, knowing the Ukrainian attack is upon them, and fighting has begun already at the Donetsk airport. More reports of more U.S. and Spanish and NATO ships heading towards the southwest coast of Crimea. And then report that Russia is moving tanks and special forces troops to Crimea and the Ukrainian border. And then this actually is the latest. There's a lot going on. It's really hard to even keep up with it. Russia on the move as Russian forces are massing Navy warships in the eastern Mediterranean Sea off Israel and Lebanon. Then there was another update came out, says during the night, Russian warships took up position in the English Channel within firing distance of London. And then we had reports, says flash covert traffic, intel sources report, tanks from Russian army have crossed into Ukraine, now inside the borders of Ukraine itself. And then an urgent update following that, Russian Ministry of Defense orders immediate mobilization of Russian Navy fleets in the Mediterranean, the Black Sea, the Caspian, and the Baltics. And then following that, another update, U.S. deploys air refueling tankers from England to the Black Sea. So it looks like even, you know, NATO is going to begin to work the air cover, you know, for the Ukrainian army. But there was also, you've also got something from the Greece, from Greece that came in Greek, and you translated it, and it appears they're worried about a caliber missile attack from Russia on the Ukraine.
Yeah, there's a little bit more to it. Russia masses naval warships in Black Sea to confront NATO, and on one of the dispatches out of Greece, it said that they actually fired a missile at one of, or a warning shot over the bow, one could say, of our Navy ships. Russia launched one of their cruise missiles in front of a naval. So this is actually escalating a little more rapidly than, and you know what's odd, Larry? There is not, we vetted it as best as we can through the Greek news agencies. They're carrying all this. Israel's not carrying it. There's not a peep on our media over here in the USA. But as you just said before we went on the air, I mean, Greece would know all about this. And particularly the Greece military insiders would know what's going on. So it's amazing. Anyway, and one of their things, it says Russia mobilizes the entire Mediterranean M fleet, Caspian Sea, Baltic speedboats. And then there was an episode with a U.S. ship, and what that was a fire, and a missile was fired kind of over the bow of the U.S. Navy. Russia mobilizes, this is from Greek now, translated. Russia mobilizes the entire Mediterranean M fleet. We have rapid developments in Russia as the country's Minister of Defense ordered the mobilization of the Russian fleet in the Mediterranean, Black Sea, Caspian, and Baltic. Russian amphibian sailed and headed to the Black Sea. It seems Russia is mobilizing all its available forces together with the Southern Military District with a zone of responsibility, Crimea and Ukraine. Then they said there's three landings, which carry 12 APCs, 10 tanks, 340 men, while the Caspian fleet together with the submarines can launch caliber cruise missiles. Then they go on to say, I'm going down through some of it that's, you know, repeated. At the same time, the Russians have strengthened their forces in the Mediterranean with the recent arrival of their warships. They are probably afraid of a strike in the event of hostilities in the Black Sea. 18 NATO ships are in the Mediterranean. The Russian fleet sailed under the sounds of war raids. Great mobilization in the Southern Military District and the Caspian Sea. At the same time, the order was given that the Southern Military District proceeded with large-scale exercises, they're calling it an exercise, with the participation of the Air Force, Air Defense, Black Sea Fleet, Caspian under the orders of Russian commander, and some general, and I can't pronounce the name, combined forces of the Southern Military District, units of the Black Sea Fleet, will also conduct military exercises. Special forces battalions will be exercised along with ship crews and squadrons of operational tactical air and naval forces. Amphibian and airborne forces will be repulsed. Marine units, coastal systems, and paratroopers will take part in the exercise. They're really going on a war footing. I think they believe that Biden has given the order to go ahead, and Putin's not going to sit there and just take it. It says earlier, the commander-in-chief of the Southern Military District spoke of intensifying NATO exercises with Ukraine and Georgia, which he said were aimed at moving U.S. forces to the Black Sea countries not far from Crimea and the Caucasus coast. During this period, it is important for us, the defenders of Russian security, to maintain a high level of preparedness and response to change in a difficult period. A spokesman for the Southern Military Command revealed that forces will act as hypothetical enemy against which Russia's defenders will move. So they're just pretending, but they aren't pretending. And here's another one, Thriller in the Mediterranean. This is again from the Greek websites. A Russia admiral, all the submarines of the fleet have been put on alert and sailed. Is there a storm with caliber cruise missiles? Admiral Essen fires warning shots in front of a U.S. ship or U.S. ships in the Black Sea. The Russian report that the frigate Admiral Essen fired warning shots in front of American ships in the Black Sea. The appearance of three U.S. naval ships has forced Russia to show strength to the U.S. military and use radical methods to reassure them of the protection of its borders. This is why Frigate Admiral Essen fired the cruise missiles in front of the American ships. At the moment, we are talking about practical training, says the Russian media report, and emphasizes for the time being. In other words, it's an exercise for the time being. They're telling you that it's not an exercise. All the targets were successfully hit by the Russian cruise missile, although the exact area and the distance they traveled were not known. Russia has successfully completed the launch of the missiles and has shown its readiness to use these weapons against anyone who threatens Russia, said a Russian expert. And the frigate Admiral something rushes to the Mediterranean and ordered the frigate Admiral to, whatever it is, to rush to the Mediterranean. So they're moving their ships now. All the submarines of the fleet have been put on alert, and they have vanished, disappeared. NATO also sends forces. Ukraine also transferred strong forces to the border with Donbass. This thing is escalating rapidly, Larry. What's your take? I think this is a problem.
Well, it's definitely a problem, and it's definitely a problem that the American people need to know about, but, of course, they don't. And if you're going to get it from the clown and the circus in Washington, D.C., you can forget it. But I really believe, and some of the intel reports I was reading said that Putin was literally calling these exercises combat missions. So Putin's not really joking. He's not joking. This is not a joke. And oddly enough, he has already moved a lot of chess pieces in place before we started playing checkers.
Yes. And folks, we wanted to just give you a brief update. If something pops, we'll be on again tomorrow. But, you know, you're just not getting any of this news. We have vetted as much as we can. And the Greek, they know what's going on because, as Larry said, that, you know, that's where a lot of the USA, even the NATO military forces are. And we're just not hearing anything. Any last word, Larry? Only other thing we got is volcanoes are going off, folks. And we also have more declassified UFO sightings. They're getting ready, I believe, for the arrival. But we can get into that in another show. Any final word, Larry?
Well, I would just tell people to just be aware of what's going on if you can find the information, because it seems there's a blackout in America.
Total blackout. Yeah, it's amazing that the most censored people on the planet are the American people. It's just amazing. And anyway, we wanted to update you with this and keep your heads up. We could be hit anytime with maybe a few nukes from North Korea. Who knows? Anyway, heads up. Take care. Thanks, Larry.